Hey, welcome to this episode of Light 'Em Up. We take a deep dive on the criminal justice system, crime scene investigation, and leadership. We enlighten, educate, and empower others with the truth. Like it or not, the truth disturbs, the truth divides, but ultimately, the truth delivers. Hey, I'm your host, Phil Rizzo. I'm the principal owner of Rizzo's Protective Group. We are a high-risk security consulting firm headquartered out of Akron, Ohio, and with offices in the Bronx, New York, and Cerro Alto, the Dominican Republic. Hey, as we put the ball on the tee to line things up for kickoff, we speak life, health, and prosperity over each and every one of you, and we want to thank you for joining us. Tonight, on this special episode of Light 'Em Up, your rights are crucial and they belong to you, so don't permit anyone to trample upon them. Tonight, we're going to provide you, our listeners in 95 countries now, with a brief refresher course on what your constitutional rights are as they relate to policing in the U.S. If you're confronted by law enforcement, whether you're in your home, in your car, at work, in the streets, or arrested and taken to a police station, it's crucially important for you to know your rights. Note well, with this specific episode, we are not disseminating any specific legal advice. We're simply reminding you of the rights that you already possess. You can consider this to be story time, and the topic is your constitutional rights. Hey, it's all right to know your rights. Here at Light 'Em Up, we're not afraid to take a stand to provide helpful information to the people, as we are here for you and because of you. And as always, we recommend that you fact-check everything that you hear. Don't just take things at face value. Trust, but verify, as President Ronald Reagan famously said. Hey, if I signed every document that was presented to me without close and careful review, surely I'd be in trouble that's knee-deep. You have to challenge the concept and do your own research, but if it comes from Light 'Em Up, you can rest assured that our team of investigators, our editor, and our legal department have had their hands on the file and have triple-checked its accuracy. As we get started, we refer you briefly back to the age-old question of how can you get a job without experience, and how can you get experience without a job? Well, the same goes for knowing your rights. How can you protect and preserve them if you don't know them? It's imperative to keep in mind that these rights were hard fought to achieve. Countless people fought, bled, and have died for the right to be free and to protect and preserve the rights that are encapsulated in our Bill of Rights and Constitution, which you should know was ratified on September 17th, 1787. Hey, the truth is under attack because the truth is powerful. As you know, our podcast is criminal justice focused, and while each state has its own specific law surrounding what is and isn't a crime, from whether it relates to if marijuana is legal or not, and what quantities actually are, all the way up to the ultimate act, capital punishment, and the state taking the life of one of its citizens. As always, Light 'Em Up is here to educate and empower you. You need to know the laws of your state and be cognizant of the fact that from state to state, laws on the books vary, and many local and or city governments have enacted laws that govern the actions of its citizenry that others have not. Today, we're going to start out by sharing information regarding an often unknown law, but often used in the escalation process. 23 states have a must-identify law. Phil, what does a must-identify law consist of, you may be asking? What does stop and identify actually mean? Well, the concept is as basic as it reads. Where this statute has been enacted, a person who is suspected of committing a crime is legally obligated to identify themselves to authorities. Even in states with this statute, a person is not required, and I'll repeat that, a person is not required to provide identification without a reasonable belief that a crime has been committed, a crime is currently being committed, or a crime was committed. Now, I know, it may put you to sleep temporarily, but we're going to itemize those 23 states so that you can best be in the know. Forewarned is forearmed. So here we go. Those 23 states consist of these: Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, Montana, the great state of Ohio, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, and Wisconsin. Boom, there you go. And if you didn't know, now you do. And once you know better, it behooves you to do better. Like we said, forewarned is forearmed. So let's say, for example, any of the above-mentioned conditions are met. If that's in fact the case, a police officer may temporarily detain you as a suspect and conduct a pat-down search if it is believed that you may be carrying a weapon. However, searches and seizures that are unreasonable are banned, and a warrant must be issued only after showing a judge or magistrate probable cause to conduct searches of vehicles, homes, or other property. Like we say at Rizzo's Protective Group, if you work with us, you will be secure in your person, papers, and effects. And after today, you'll know for certain that 23 U.S. states, and we've mentioned them all, itemizing each and every one of them, have stop and identify laws. In any state that we haven't specifically referenced, then you're not required to show an ID to police officers. Even though all of these states we've mentioned have some form of stop and identify laws, they vary from state to state. In some states, name, address, and what a person is doing is all that needs to be disclosed. In other states, such as the Hoosier state of Indiana, a date of birth is required. According to the laws of Nevada, all that is required to be disclosed is a person's full legal name. In 7 of these states, there's a criminal penalty imposed for anyone that does not comply with identifying themselves under stop and identify laws. From October 5th, 1953, to June 23rd, 1969, the Warren Court, the U.S. Supreme Court headed by Chief Justice Earl Warren, appointed by Dwight David Eisenhower, expanded civil rights, civil liberties, judicial power, and federal power in dramatic ways. It's been widely recognized that the court led by the liberal bloc created a major constitutional revolution in the history of the United States. Your due process amendments of the U.S. Constitution are focused on the rights of the defendant, that would be you or me if the state was bringing an action against us. The due process model states that a defendant should not be adjudicated, convicted, or punished without basic rules of procedure being followed. This is to ensure that only the truly guilty are convicted and punished, and that innocent people don't fall through cracks in the system, cracks that sometimes can be opened in a blink of an eye by the purposeful bending of the rules. In 1769, William Blackstone interpreted the doctrine that the law holds that it is better that 10 guilty persons escape than that one innocent suffer, innocent person being convicted, that is. Your due process amendments in the U.S. Constitution are the 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, and 14th Amendments. The 4th Amendment grants us protection from illegal searches and seizure by the government and requirement of a warrant based on probable cause and signed by a neutral judge before a search or a seizure may be undertaken. The 5th Amendment speaks to the federal due process and grand jury provisions. The right against self-incrimination, or a person cannot be forced to be a witness against oneself, and the right against double jeopardy, where a person cannot be prosecuted twice for the same crime. The 6th Amendment addresses clearly that a suspect has the right to know the charges against him, the right to a speedy, impartial, and public trial, the right to confront and cross-examine witnesses who are testifying against him or her, and the right to obtain witnesses in his or her own behalf, and the right to have an attorney. The 8th Amendment speaks to the fact that the government cannot impose excessive bail or fines, and an offender is protected against cruel and unusual punishment, which typically refers to the death penalty. And the 14th Amendment is the due process provision that all citizens are subject to the law equally, also known as equal protection under the law. As we advance forward in the process, let's investigate the question, what am I to do if I'm stopped by the police? Yeah, we often get this question in class, as well as in our consulting practice and through our social media sites, which can be found on Instagram and YouTube under the name Rizzo's Protective Group. Hey, check us out, follow and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram under the name Rizzo's Protective Group. For starters, what you should do if you're stopped by the police should be always be polite and respectful. Never sass mouth or talk back to a police officer. Now is the time to survive, not to score points for delivery. Stay calm as best as you can. Breathe slowly and deeply from your stomach in order to cause diaphragmatic breathing to kick in. Diaphragmatic breathing slows the heartbeat and can lower or stabilize blood pressure, relaxing you. We recommend a fat belly on the inhale and a flat belly on the exhale. It's crucial to actively work to stay in control of your thoughts, words, and deeds, or your actions, which include your movements with your hands and your body language. Don't take the bait to get into an argument with the officer. Know that through a long series of Supreme Court decisions that the deck is stacked in favor of the officer and not you. Crucial point to remember, as all of these are, keep your hands where they can be seen. I would recommend to you to do something that I do myself, keeping your hands at either 10 and 2 on the steering wheel or 9 and 3 if you're stopped while driving. And as we've said before in previous episodes, we'll say it here again, never, never flee. Fleeing pretty much gives the officers carte blanche legal authority to shoot at you and to say that they were in fear of their lives. Don't resist or complain on the scene. Let me tell you, it isn't worth it and it won't work. Don't tell the police that they're wrong or that you'll file a complaint. If, in fact, you feel that you wish to file a complaint, you have every right to do so. But I've always been told not to telegraph your intentions. Hey, like the Nike slogan says, if you're planning on filing a complaint, just do it. You don't have to tell anyone about it. It's your right to do so. Even if you feel that you're innocent, maintain your silence. Don't make any statements regarding the incident. Ask for a lawyer. Don't consent to any searches of your vehicle or your person. Keep your hands to yourself. Law enforcement very much likes to grab at you, but they don't like to be touched or grabbed at themselves. It's imperative that you train yourself to remember things. You'll need to remember officers' name and badge number and write them down as soon as it is safe and possible to do so. You'll need to document the names of any witnesses with their name and phone numbers if and when it's safe and possible to do so. If by chance you're injured, you'll need to document your injuries and seek medical attention if needed. Again, and we stress, if you feel that your rights have been violated, you can file a complaint with the police department's Civilian Review Board, if it has one, or IAB, Internal Affairs Division, or the Internal Affairs Bureau. You need to know that what you say to the police is always important. What you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, and it can give the police an excuse to arrest you, especially if you badmouth them. The police don't take very well to contempt of cop. They pretty much expect and demand full and immediate compliance. Keep in mind, you don't have to answer an officer's questions. However, you must show your driver's license and registration, as well as proof of insurance, when stopped in a car in those states where the law applies. You don't have to consent to any search of yourself, your vehicle, or your home. If you do happen to consent to a search, it can affect your rights later on in court. If the police say that they have a search warrant, ask to see it yourself. Inspect it. This is worth repeating. Do not interfere with or obstruct the police. You can and most likely will be arrested for it if you do so. Under Ohio law, it is a second-degree misdemeanor to hamper or impede a police officer or other public official in the performance of his or her official duties. the definition of obstruction of justice can be found at section 2921.32 of the Ohio Revised Code defining obstructing justice. Generally, any act that is intended to interfere with the administration of justice may constitute obstruction of justice. There are many different kinds of obstruction of justice that are covered by different federal and state statutes. You may be thinking, what sort of acts may constitute obstruction of justice? Obstruction may consist of any attempt to hinder the discovery, apprehension, conviction, or punishment of anyone who's committed a crime. The acts by which justice is obstructed may include bribery, murder, intimidation, and the use of force against witnesses, law enforcement officers, or court officials. The purpose may be to influence, delay, or prevent the communication of information to law enforcement officers. Also, to influence, delay, or prevent court testimony, or to alter or destroy evidence, and to evade a subpoena or similar court process. Hey, if you're stopped for questioning, know that it isn't a crime. That's right, it's not a crime to not answer questions, but refusing to do so won't endear you to the police. You have to know, the police aren't used to not getting their way. They haven't been trained well to take disappointment. The police may pat down your clothing if they suspect a concealed weapon. Don't physically resist. Keep in mind, the police pretty much consider any movement resisting. That's their fail-safe card that they go to all the time. But if you do not consent to a further search, make it clear that you don't consent to any further search. But be prepared for the officer to perhaps take a more hostile or aggressive tact with you. If you expect it, that's what all this is about here with this episode, anticipation, empowering you. If you expect it, your chances of being provoked into making a mistake will be minimized. Ask directly if you are under arrest. If you are, you have a right to know why you're being arrested. Again, now isn't the time to talk back to the officer. And certainly, again, we stress, don't run, don't flee. Hey, I know it's a lot to ingest in a short period of time, but let's continue to push forward. If you're stopped in your car, upon request of the officer, show them your driver's license, proof of registration, and insurance. I know, this may sound like common sense, but trust me, common sense isn't all that common in 2022, and a situation can escalate without warning. We've seen it time and again. Now, you have to keep in mind, you can be searched in certain circumstances without a warrant, as long as the police have probable cause to do so. Just like a boxing referee instructs the combatants in a boxing match, he tells them to protect yourself at all times. You need to do the same. Make it clear that you do not consent to a search. It is not illegal to simply express this to an officer of the law. Now, I know, you might be thinking that we're repeating ourselves by mistake because we just mentioned this a minute ago, but it's no mistake. We're stressing this point because far too many times people feel intimidated by the police and they think that if they refuse a request to be searched, that they'll get into serious trouble. But sometimes you'll get in far more trouble if you consent to a search and the officer finds something that you should not have in your possession. Don't help the police to your detriment. You have the right to object to a search until an officer does the work the Constitution requires that he or she does. If that involves them getting a warrant, make them do it. Now, if you've been issued a ticket, sign it. If you refuse to sign it, you can be arrested in some jurisdictions. Hey, keep in mind, you can always fight the case in a court of law at a later time where the state is required to follow a set checklist of rules and procedures. Make them do it. Make them do it. Now, if you're suspected of drunk driving or OUI or OWI, whatever it's called in your state, if you refuse to take a blood, urine, or breath test, your driver's license privileges can be suspended. Now, you may be wondering, can I refuse to do a field sobriety test? You know, finger to nose, left foot in front of right foot, follow the tip of my pen, yada, yada, yada. Yes, you can refuse. Now, in Ohio and Kentucky, I'll say that again. In Ohio and Kentucky, there are no additional penalties for refusing to do so. The tests are too easy to fail, and they are too subjective. There's not sufficient correlation to impairment that would warrant it. You can cooperate and be respectful. I'll say that again. You can cooperate and be respectful, but that doesn't mean that you need to take the field sobriety tests. Don't be lulled into a false sense of security that an officer is trying to help by giving a field sobriety test. But here's the kicker. If law enforcement asks you to blow to detect the level of alcohol in your blood with a breathalyzer, then it gets rather straightforward quickly. In Ohio, and I'll say that again, in Ohio, if you fail or refuse this test, they will immediately take your driver's license under the state's Administrative License Suspension Rules, or ALS. Now, again, you may be wondering, after your arrest, are you required to take the urine and blood tests? Well, again, in Ohio, if it's your third offense in 6 years, they can force you to take a blood test. But besides that, no one can make you take a urine or blood test. However, know that there are penalties for refusing to take the blood alcohol tests in a police station. What's most important is that you check on the laws that govern your actions in your state to ensure that the actions you take are protected by law. Finally, if you're taken to a precinct house or a police station, remember again from all the crime shows you watch on TV, you have the right to remain silent and to talk to an attorney before you speak to the police. Ask to see your lawyer immediately. Then stay silent until she or he arrives. Tell the police nothing except your name and address. Hey, don't give any explanations, excuses, or stories. You can make your defense in court with your legal advocate by your side based on what you and your counsel agree to be in your best interests at a later day. You have a right to an attorney, and if you cannot afford one, one will be appointed to you at no cost. Remain silent means say nothing. I know this is difficult for a lot of people to do, but it may make the difference in your liberty, your life, and/or your death. Nothing means nothing. No small talk, no pleasantries, no talking about the weather or the local football team. Nothing. Not a thing. Like I said, silence means no words come out of your mouth. Capiche? Now, within a reasonable amount of time after your arrest and booking, you do in fact have the right to make a local phone call to a lawyer, a bail bondsman, or a relative, whomever you choose. The police may not listen to this call that you make to your lawyer. And finally, as we make every effort to make sure that you are secure in your person, papers, and effects, let's talk about in your home. If the police knock on your door and ask to enter your home, you do not have to grant them access or permit them to enter unless, and this is the kicker, unless you see a signed warrant from a judge or a magistrate, you may refuse their entrance. Now, as I recall, in a few episodes in the past, we've discussed what exigent or emergency circumstances are. There are times, like if a person is screaming for help inside the home or when the police are chasing someone, officers are then allowed to enter and search your home without a warrant, and those are called exigent circumstances. If you're arrested in your dwelling, the police can search you and the area close by where you were. And when we say close by, it pretty much refers to the room that you were in and those items that were in plain view or able to be seen out in the open. Hey, if I've said this once, I've said it 1,000 times. We all appreciate the officers who signed up to protect and serve, and those who honor their oaths. The law enforcement oath of honor reads, and I'll try my best to recite it from memory, "On my honor, I will never betray my integrity, my character, or the public trust. I will treat all individuals with dignity and respect and ensure that my actions are dedicated to ensuring the safety of my community and the preservation of human life. I will always have the courage to hold myself and others accountable for our actions. I will always maintain the highest ethical standards and uphold the values of my community and the agency I serve." Hey, now that you know the oath that police officers commonly take, now that you know your rights and responsibilities for when you're confronted by police in various settings and situations, hey, we've tried our best to give you the basic skills you need to protect and insulate yourself and to know your rights. Now it's imperative that you take it from here. Hey, I'm Phil Rizzo, and you've got Light 'Em Up. Hey, I want to thank my friends at Innisfree for their promotional products and underwriting. Their fresh-squeezed hydrating green tea, loaded with amino acids and antioxidants, help replenish and neutralize skin for that natural glow. Want to know the best part? Their tea is organically grown and chosen for skincare from 3,301 Korean native green tea varieties. The winning 1-2-3 punch combination consists of the youth-enhancing serum with black tea. Then you just dap a little bit of the eye serum underneath your eyes. And finally, the enhancing cream. Oh my goodness. Like Muhammad Ali used to say, I'm pretty. I'm still pretty. They offer innovative beauty solutions for men, also powered by the finest natural ingredients, responsibly sourced from Korea's pristine Jeju Island. Their proprietary extraction methods preserve the purity and potency of these wholesome ingredients from plant to bottle to your skin, offering advanced formulas that safely address all skin concerns without the use of harmful chemicals and preservatives. With the wonders of nature at the heart of Innisfree, they take care to preserve and protect the environment in all that they do. We want to thank our friends at Innisfree for their promotional products and underwriting of Light 'Em Up. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube and Instagram at Rizzo's Protective Group. We're very excited about being ranked 10th out of the top 35 criminal justice podcasts as ranked and listed by FeedSpot. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to FeedSpot at www.feedspot.com. And please, por favor, per favore, visit our friends at https://newsly.me. Newsly is an audio app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in the history of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable. You can browse articles from topics you choose and start playing. Hey, stop scrolling, start listening. You can follow any topic, as specific as you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin. It'll find you the latest articles and read them to you. Hey, it's as easy as that. And to top it off, they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Light 'Em Up, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app, and you can too. Download and use Newsly for free now from www.newsly.me or from the link in the podcast description liner notes and use the promo code Light 'Em Up. And Light 'Em Up in this case is spelled LGHTEMUP. All one word. That's LGHTEMUP. All one word.